Hello, friends, and welcome back to A Bone to Pick. I am your host, Lennox. Joining me today is...
Me, Quentin.
Yeah, the usual. Quentin, whatever.
Nailed it.
Additionally, today we have my sibling, Rourke, who... Oh, my phone just locked as I was about to read my introduction. Arthropod and alliteration enjoyer. Welcome to the podcast, Rourke. Hello. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Would you consider yourself also an advocate for arthropods and alliteratives?
It is absolutely something I admire.
I think you should have said advocate instead of enjoyer then.
This, you know what?
I think you should have given this a little more effort.
You know what, Quentin? This is like the tagline Rourke uses to describe themself. So, you think you're pooping on me. In reality, you're pooping on Rourke.
Motion recalled. No.
Usually use admirer rather than enjoyer. Just for the record.
Dang it. Oh, I was so sure that's what it was. Okay, well, whatever. Okay, I guess both guests suck. No, Rourke, thank you for being here.
What about the host?
What about me?
You suck. You're the one who got the tagline wrong. If you got it right, I wouldn't have said anything in the first place.
Okay, anyway, thank you for joining us today. The format of this, for the listener and Rourke, just because I'm not sure if I've explained it enough times to you, we will start with a warm-up game. Today we're going to be doing catchphrase again. I know we did it last episode, but it's kind of the thing that like the three of us do, so it's something I enjoy. Just to get us
limbered up.
I was gonna say lubed up, and I'm like, that doesn't really make sense. And now I just said that in a thing my professor is gonna listen to. Anyway, then we will start with my bone because I'm the host and I go first. It's also why I'm listed first in the audio soundtrack thing. And then we will do Quentin's bone, then Rourke's bone, and then we'll wrap it up. It's pretty straightforward.
Can I add something that I think you left out?
What?
Lennox doesn't want us to say icky things, but she loves saying really icky things on this podcast. So just a heads up, the hypocrisy will be present, clear
and present danger.
Overwhelming. Yes.
You know what? I can't really argue with that. I did get a little out of hand the last episode. I'm like, don't be gross on it. My professor listens. And then I just like could not stop saying
really gross stuff. Way grosser than anything I would have said at any point.
Yeah, not...
I don't know if I believe that.
Lennox, can you verify?
Way grosser than anything you've said?
I would have said on the podcast.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're kind of famous for... taking things too far.
But I reined it in for you.
Thank you.
So can you verify what I said? So
He was a good boy. And I was not. Anyway, let's go to catchphrase.
Okay. I will be starting. We will not be explaining the rules.
Listen, everybody participating in this knows the rules. The only listener is my professor. And... he listened to us do this last episode.
I bet he forgot, though. I bet he's not that bright.
Wow. I think my professor's a genius.
I should actually clarify myself. I think he used to be really bright, and then he met you.
What does that say about you?
I used to be really bright, and now I'm really, really silly.
Dull. Oh.
Dull?
That's the opposite of bright. I don't know.
In this household, dark. Dull would be like a war crime.
You know what? I'll give you that. There are no dull beings in this house, including the pets.
Okay, so you're going to combine with another person for the rest of your lives. And at this event, you
marriage,
want dessert.
Wedding cake.
Yes.
Oh, we're starting.
It's falling down.
London Bridge.
Ashes. Yes.
Your pants.
365 days written out on
calendar.
Paper. Yes. Queen.
King.
Ah. Ping pong. Different alliterative.
Table tennis.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Please explain further. Could you expand on that? Could you
elaborate?
Yes.
What is going on right now?
Usually you're the one who gets all of Quentin's weird stuff.
All of Quentin's. I get all of yours.
March 9th is not my
birthday.
Yes. All the actors love living here.
Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, you have a cake? It might be dry. It might have a blink or two fall on the floor so the mice can eat.
Crumb?
Yes. If this podcast doesn't go well, Lennox and I might.
Divorce?
Non-married people can also do this.
Breakup?
Yes. Oh, Star Wars meme. It's fighting there. Oh, no, it's not what we expected.
Is it a trap?
Yes. All done. Who's next?
Hit it over to Rourke.
Can we reflect on that for a second? I think
we're going to, whether or not we want to.
I don't know. I think I had some good clues. I think Rourke was really keying in.
I'm annoyed surprised. About that. I feel like I pride myself on how good I am at getting your nonsense.
I am surprised as well.
I think I was given some really good clues.
We're at the point in the in-law stage where you're like surpassing me, I guess. You guys are closer. Or understand each other better. There we go. Distant, but understand each other better than I ever could.
Or probably want to.
God, I wish I could understand you.
Okay. I'm going to start now.
Go ahead.
It's a thing you do to make people enjoy things. If you have people over for dinner, for instance, you alcohol. Are blank. You would say that you blank them.
Entertain?
Yes. This was a Mark Twain character.
Huckleberry Finn.
Yes.
Good.
Phrase used to separate somebody from their job. You tell them
this. You're fired?
Yes.
Oh. I was like,
this is
belts.
Both an instrument and something inside one's body.
Tummy.
A pipe blank.
Organ.
Organ.
Yes.
Oh my God. What is going on today?
Skip that one. No idea what that is. A phrase used for every hour of the day, every day of
24/7.
The week. 24/7.
Yes. No idea what that is. I'm going to throw myself out the window.
If you call ahead to a restaurant and say.
Reservation.
That, yes.
I.
This is a martial art. There was a.
Karate?
Yes.
What?
This is a square in Monopoly. The big one.
Go to jail?
Go.
Go space.
No, the most free expensive, space. I think.
Oh, Boardwalk.
Yes. Oh, a vocalist for the Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Yes.
Oh, come on. That's like my area, singer.
This is a phrase used for something that only happens occasionally.
Once in a blue moon.
Yes.
Oh.
All right, time's up.
Oh, God, this feels good.
How hard were you focusing? Is your brain, like, melting out your ears with how hard you were trying?
No, it was a breeze. I don't understand what the issue is.
I hate you. I'm so annoyed. Well, now I'm going to go and make sure neither of you can guess the word.
If we just don't say anything.
I was thinking about that while you were going. I'm like, we could sabotage Lennox.
We'll start. Screaming.
Yay, wall scream.
I can't wait till we get to my bone to pick. Okay, here we go. Oh, dichotomy, one thing or the other.
This or that? Either or?
Ones and zeros.
Binary.
There we go. The international blank blank up in the
space
sky.
Space station.
Yep. These are special specs you put on just to
reading glasses.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh my God, I'm just like falling over myself so much.
Idiot,
stressed.
Is that the clue?
No. The Egyptians famously built these.
Pyramids.
Oh, this is consonants and
vowels.
Birds of a feather blank together.
Flock.
Oh, this is a fiber created from sheep.
Wool.
Yep. This is my first blank. It's like when you first write something and then you
draft.
Go back. Yeah. Yes. Oh, this is like excellent, instead of like beer battered if you were like Japanese.
Tempura?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm falling over myself. If you were not Japanese food, but if you were Japanese. Okay, this is a alliterative name for somebody who finds candidates for jobs.
Headhunter.
Recruiter.
Nice alliteration.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I paid attention to like the at least at most half of the words you say, which makes my performance tonight very impressive.
How many? What percentage of Rourke's words do you pay attention to?
100. I'm a human. 99.
Yeah, I was gonna say like more than 100. I read into their body language as well. Whatever. You know what?
I'm just an empath.
I'm going to go straight to... Usually we have a longer intro, but I'm going straight into my bone to pick because I think it's really relevant. So my bone to pick is, with both of you, how you guys like to gang up on
me. Oh, I have so much context to give.
Okay. Oh my gosh. No, you
we
know
don't
what?
Gang up on you, right, Quentin? We don't do this, right?
We would never
you're,
do
like,
this.
Interrupting me. Oh my god, you know what's killing me too? To make sure I had a good outline, I wrote like examples in case we couldn't create like a conversation around this. And I'm like, how foolish of me to think that you would not have already been demonstrating how this happens. Both of you.
You are a fool.
It's true.
Of your own design.
No, no. but it... I lost my train of thought.
Should we start ganging up on you for losing your train of thought?
I would never. I mean, I do constantly.
I was like, what are you
doing? But it's just my natural state, and I make it work.
Your natural state is ganging up on me? Even when it's just the two of us in the house, you're like, me, myself, and I, ganging up.
I get the pets involved.
You know what? You might have the cat on your side.
I absolutely do.
Might.
He is my forever faithful.
I'm sorry, what?
He's my forever faithful.
Forever faithful? You're the fool! I'm grasping
at straws. Of course, design.
I'm grasping at straws. You know what, though? The dog would never. The dog worships me. The sun rises and sets with me. Though he does prefer sleeping with you.
He does. Also, the sun rises with me.
For the dog?
Yeah. He gets up when I get up.
Well, yeah, he's just like, you're what I've got. But I'm waiting for mama. That's when
He doesn't wait for you. He gets up.
That's when the real party starts. No, he's like waiting to like enjoy himself.
He gets really happy when I get up. He's really happy.
He gets manic when you wake up.
Manic is happy.
I think we could describe a lot of his behavior as manic.
Are we talking about the dog or me now?
Yes.
I think both. I got him first and then found you and I was like, similar to the dog, but I can marry this one.
I still look in his sweater?
Nobody let me marry the dog. You look excellent in a sweater, and so does the dog.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
And he looked excellent in it first.
I've never had a seizure, though. That might not be true.
Yeah, I was like, you have?
I did faint once as a child in Sunday school and fell to the ground.
Oh, you fainted once? Because I was going to go to the other fainting, and I was like, you might have had a seizure, then.
When I was in the tub? The hot tub? The what?
The eye doctor one?
Oh, that was that as well.
Dude, I love
that's
fainting.
Not even what I was talking about. You've got another one.
I can think of three times in my life that I've fainted.
Okay, what are they?
When I was in Sunday school as a child and like fell out of my chair, kind of passed out.
How old were you?
Young, very young.
Oh, helpful.
I had a Game Boy Advance, and then when I went to have my, I think what was probably an EEG done or something of the sort, my reward was I got Pokemon Gold. So
what is that like?
I'm like, Rourke?
2003 or
the Pokemon something? Gold doesn't help much because that was a original Game Boy game, but I had the Game Boy Advance already, so that doesn't really help.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Probably around 2000. Probably around 2003.
Okay, probably so around there. So seven. Wait.
Do your math. That'd be nine. I wasn't that old.
I was doing mine. I was like, from when I was born.
As we know, everything began when Lennox was born.
It's true. That's when... Wait. That's when your memory began.
That is, in fact, the earliest memory that I can date was going to the hospital after Lennox was born.
So you have no proof that things did not start before I was born.
True.
Our parents might. But they're not here and can't defend themselves. And they don't exist when they're not in the room with me.
This is valid. No fallacy found here.
Okay, so you're like 10. Where are the other two?
Probably younger. Summer of 2004. Of 2004. So 10. So the other one I was younger. Probably around once around 7, once around 10. And another as a grown but adult. Probably like 25, something like that. 26.
What an excellent experience. Tell
another time when I gave blood. Another time when I donated plasma. My body loves fainting.
I know you're like, I've only fainted like once.
As a child. Like, you were talking about as a child, I thought.
Okay, but even that was multiple times.
That was twice.
That's multiple.
Yes.
Thank you. I've got the technicality person here, so.
Yeah, I will fact check. That is multiple.
I'm like, so they'll agree with me on this, even though I'm like, you know what? They might give up their morals just to gang up on me. moral thing.
How could you make such accusation?
Because I'm attacked. I'm in a corner. I'm lashing out.
So what you're saying is I should no longer drive.
What?
If I'm fainting so much, should I be driving?
It's only if you're giving blood while driving.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, in the middle, I just like poke you and I'm like, it's mine now. I'm not giving blood. I'm taking blood. I'm stealing blood.
I could choose to withhold it. I don't have to leak. What do you take me for?
Like, I'm not animal? A baby. I'm like, potty training and then the blood.
Blood training.
Blood training. Well, that sounds different. I love the idea of just like tensing up and being like, it's not coming out.
I fainted while giving blood. And then I said, never again.
Okay.
Well.
But can we tell the story of when you fainted giving blood?
Pee pee.
Someone with a pee-pee in their pants. That's it. I just wanted to ask if we could talk about you peeing in your pants.
All right, so I fainted once. No, I gave blood once in high school successfully and went well. I donated plasma once just out of high school. It did not go well. I fainted. I was given animal crackers when I woke up, and they were the best damn animal crackers I've ever had. They weren't even frosted or anything. I'm pretty sure they're just like regular butt animal crackers.
Just like dry, crusty ones, like sitting in like the dusty closet of like the blood place.
But my body must have been, yes, spike the glucose, give it to me. And then once...
Dude, that was like eating red meat when I was pregnant. I was like, yes, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. I may or may not be anemic. I was. Spoiler alert, I was.
So then, freshman year of college, I had friendships, but they were just being formed. I went to go donate blood at like the campus, big main square building. What do they call it? A quad? I don't know. And I fainted, and they had to have a friend take me, walk me home, and...
Pee in your pants.
Yeah, so...
Wait, did they give you, like, anything to change, or, like,
I think they
up?
Did. I think they gave me, like,
I was wondering if you're, like, walking through...
I think they gave me a gown or something like that. I put my pants in a bag.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Something like that.
Wait, maybe like the hospital ones?
Yeah, hospital ones with your butt exposed.
No.
Like, you have two options.
It must have been, I would have remembered that. It must have just been pants.
Or you walk around with your butt out.
Blood out, butt out.
Didn't you have like a hot nurse too?
I don't recall this.
I do recall that from the previous time I've heard this story.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Oh, you're all pretending right. Like you don't remember.
No.
You blocked it out.
Oh, I'm pretending what? To preserve my dignity? You asked me about a story and I just went pee-pee. I'm clearly not concerned with my dignity. I'm handing it over freely for the sake of the entertainment of your podcast. You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you. The other one was when we were together, like dating. I wasn't in the room when this happened.
So for like a brief 3 minutes of the world, we were dating, but not married.
For anyone who doesn't know, we decided to get married 3 weeks into our relationship, like psychos. But the other one was you were going to get your eyes checked. So like we went to the mall and you went to like the eye store or whatever. And
you don't need to say or whatever.
The eye store to buy new eyes.
If only.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't buy eyes?
No, I haven't bought LASIK. You think I would buy way riskier surgery to buy new eyes?
Well, I'm not saying you're putting them in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, so you
We're
think
just
I'm...
saying you're buying eyes. Yeah.
I'm not you, Lennox. I'm not a sicko who collects organs. Work, verify.
True.
Yes, on record.
It's just reminded me of the time our mom, you sent a picture your cat with, I think it was just the tail out, right?
Yeah, hiding underneath a blanket with just the tail exposed. And our mom is like, I sure hope there's a cat attached to that tail.
And then it's like, oh, you've spent my whole life telling me I'm such a morbid freak. And then you receive a cute, innocent picture of a cat and you're like, that's probably cut off.
She was
probably like mutilated.
She was corrupted by her own daughter, clearly.
You know what? There might be something to that.
I know.
To return to the glasses story. So we were at the mall. You went to go get your eyes checked. And for anybody who doesn't know, when you get your eyes checked, you can get them dilated so that they can look at like the back of your skull. No, the back of your eye. So they give you...
It's recommended. They push it. Yeah. They're pushing it. I bet they get kickbacks. They send their data to people who get off on the bags of eyeballs.
Yeah, they like put it in and they're like, okay, leave the room, and they just start counting their money. So they put it in and then you have to wait a little while for it to kick in. So what they did in this instance for Quentin was they put it in his eyes and then they were like, just walk around the like glasses store while this like kicks in or whatever.
They just didn't happen to know that my body's a little big baby.
Little big baby. Now
work verify.
Question mark.
Works like pass. So while this was happening, I was just walking around the mall. Like, I'm not just going to wait in the glasses store. I don't care about you that much. So I'm walking around the mall.
So untrue. So untrue.
No.
She's obsessed.
They can't know that I love you. So I'm walking around. My phone, this is very relevant. My phone battery, extremely low. At some point, I get bored of walking around. So I come sit on like some lounge chair that's near the glasses store, but I can't see into the glasses store. While I am there, my phone dies. So I'm also wondering why I didn't get up. Oh, I think I wanted to stay nearby because I was like, oh, my phone's dead. I don't want to go wander around and you can't find me or contact me. So I stayed there and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And then this woman comes up to me and she's like, hey, are you Quentin's wife? We might have been married already.
Yeah, we lived here, so we were married.
Okay. They're like, are you Quentin's wife? And I was like, yeah.
What crime did he commit? You can't try me on his behalf. It's the law.
I'm not responsible. I don't know anything about it. So she's like, are you Quentin's wife? I says, yes. She's like, come with me. No, like, explanation. Just, like, this very ominous thing. And I'm like, Quentin is the first man to have died from an eye exam. I walk.
That's a funny way to die.
I would be so mad. Right. Are you kidding? Right. I'd be so mad. I'd be mad at you if you died, no matter what way. You're like saving a child. You die, and I'm like, this butthole. So we turn the corner from the glasses store. I see Quentin sprawled out on the floor in the middle of the glasses store. He goes, babe. Look over, I'm like, what is happening? Nothing has been explained to me other than I need to come now.
Can we get some from my perspective?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm having my little eye exam. They give me a little dose of whatever to dilate my giant eyes, and they're like, go take a little break. So I go out there and I look at some glasses.
What size are the glasses?
They need to be large. I have a large head.
You were just like clarifying what size every part of this was, so I just wanted to be...
Those bits needed clarification.
Okay, sorry.
And so then I'm just trying on some glasses and I think, I don't feel so good. And then someone's telling me to stay down.
That's so funny.
Are you sure they didn't like attack you and have you pinned and stayed out?
Well, Lens didn't do her due diligence and requested the recording of the store, so I don't know.
Well, I don't care. You're fine.
Again.
No harm, no foul. Well, there may have been harm, but neither of us know about it. So.
Well, they redeemed themselves because they gave me orange juice. And let me tell you.
How good was it?
It was so good. And this wasn't good orange juice either. This was like,
I think they got it
crappy. That's like mostly artificial orange flavor from a vending machine.
I was going to say they got it from one of the vending machines, which to their credit, I'm pretty sure they paid for it and then just like gave it to you, which really like... I don't know that they were liable for any of this. It was just like your body that was like given out.
I'm gonna take a bet. I bet they would have been liable.
That's probably why they got the orange juice. They're like, we're not sure. They're like, we don't actually care for his well-being. We just don't want to be sued.
And as you know, orange juice exonerates all crimes.
Yeah.
All fainting related crimes at the very least.
I mean, OJ got away with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
so your bone to pick was that we gang up on you, and then you immediately just switched to telling embarrassing stories of me.
Once again, I am in a corner, I'm lashing out. I will not be telling embarrassing stories of Rourke, though. That would be rude.
Okay.
Also, I'm not sure that there really are that many. I feel like... the embarrassment was almost entirely coming from my direction in all our like experiences together, which is a lot because we're siblings. So
for now,
in what way could that change?
If
we get a divorce,
if two people get married, that supersedes a sibling relationship.
Does that make us not siblings?
If you get married
to each other, is that what you're saying?
Sure. Yeah.
We would still be siblings in this case.
It would just be wrong.
All of your DNA just unravels. All of it.
What? How does that... How? I...
boomed her.
Just like short-circuited. I'm like, what would happen to a person?
I flabbergasted her.
Just like walking around, not functioning. I wonder if that's what happened to our dog.
If all your DNA unraveled, you would die, right? You would just instantly die?
No, I just like the idea of like, you just become like an empty sack of like person who still like moves. There's like nothing going on.
Oh, you're talking about having the soul, having your soul leave your body.
Yes, by having your DNA unravel.
Yeah, the soul is contained within the DNA glue.
Where do crystals...
confirm?
No.
Rourke, the science... science person! Oh my gosh.
Where do crystals get involved?
When can I... Oh my god, I'm blanking so hard.
You're still flabbergasted. I boomed you. I started with catchphrase.
I don't think you know what flabbergasted means. I think that's like a...
I've been packed into a corner.
I think that's like you have a thesaurus understanding of what flabbergasted is.
We all have those words where like well, you know how they're used. You've told me this in the last week. You've told me this in the last week. You're like, oh yeah, no, I have those words where I understand them in context and I can use them. But if someone asked me like the definition, I couldn't give it to them.
Well, I was trying to be like, you know when a celebrity tries to be relatable?
No, I don't get involved in celebrity culture. I'm above that.
Intellectual celebrity status. And I was trying to be relatable to regular people like you.
So you were lying to me?
It's not a lie if you're giving an explanation that the other person needs to hear incorrectly in order to understand, right?
I'm going to say that's still a lie.
I'm not sure I understood that correctly.
Sounds like you use a lot of words to describe a lie.
Anyway, I would never lie. I guess I would rather be dumb than a liar. Ah, if I'm really confronted with it, what would you rather be, dumb or a liar?
I mean, I thought you really liked music, so being a liar would be a good thing, right?
Did you get it?
No.
See, this is we have to relate the normal people on the show.
Who? Oh, you're calling me normal? I am normal. I work in insurance.
There are a lot of things about you that are very normal.
I'm a white man who likes NFL football.
Is that a white person thing?
I don't know.
You're like, I was just describing myself.
I'm carelessly talking about how the world envelops other people as a white man.
I mean, you have like a wife and two kids and a house in the suburbs.
Yeah, but you never like to admit that I'm normal.
There are parts of you that are normal. Your core personality is abnormal.
Rourke, verify that.
There are elements of you that are normal. True.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. We all agree.
I think they're agreeing with me. We can't even agree who Rourke's agreeing with.
I don't want to.
Okay, whatever. You know what? Let's go to your bone.
Okay.
Do you have one?
Rourke, I received some feedback from last week. Last week, I was like, I can't think of anything that
feels appropriate. It was our second episode. He had one bone. It was not a good one. Ran out by the second episode and was like, let me talk about YouTubers.
Yep, that sounds like Quentin just always going on about YouTubers.
All right.
It's a pretty normal white guy thing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let me paint a little picture.
You know what? Let me tell you quick.
This is an audio medium, just FYI.
You can paint pictures with words. Am I right? Verify. Someone verify. Gadget.
The cat. Oh, he is looking stunning right now. Have you guys?
Verify.
True, the cat is looking stunning.
Fact check. I mean, it is a fact that this is a gorgeous cat.
God damn. Yeah.
What I will say, in my outline, I have ideas in case he is ill-prepared again. And you know what? We share our outlines with the class, so everybody read that. Well, everybody, as if people were going and reading mine specifically.
All right, well, everybody read this.
He's again, flipping off the camera.
This is an audio medium.
Wait, the microphone. Shoot.
Audiobooks can be considered reading by some. Verify.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on fire tonight.
Okay, being like, some people agree is not much of a verification. like vaccines cause autism. Some people
fine,
agree.
Fine. You don't want me to appeal to, what is it, the common practice? Should I appeal to authority? I've heard of authors who think that listening to audiobooks is reading. Is that good enough for you? What's going to change your mind? What fallacy can I drudge up?
Well, no, the science does prove that it like activates almost all the like same parts, and if you really are focusing on it, then it does kind of
you retain it the same way. Yeah, I know.
However, and people use this to argue for it a lot, but I'm like, you're not actually paying as much attention when you're listening to an audiobook as you are when you're just like sitting down and reading for a lot of people.
Does the retention being worse make it so that it's not reading then?
It just makes you worse.
Willing to accept as long as you admit it's still reading.
Did I not? You're not. What's your bone?
Okay. Let me paint a little picture.
You're really into like big and little right now.
I'm always into big and little. I love sizes. God damn. Big God, little damn. Oh, that was a good one.
That was good. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to paint a picture.
Do it already.
A family of four. A man, a woman, a boy, a girl. Well, they might like to do things. They might like to go places. How they might like to go? Via driving.
You were getting a little soucy in there. How do they go? They go slow.
Okay.
On big roads in a little car.
I'm gonna make this
sometimes up. Sometimes they go very far.
Oh! Your turn, Quentin.
Sometimes they go and get stuck in tar.
The worst trip to the La Brea Tar Pits.
Then volcanoes go, volcanoes flow.
Our third sibling did not come back from the La Brea Tar Pit excursion.
Sorry, fun fact. If I'm remembering correctly, there is only one example of human remains found at La Brea.
Where's La Brea?
In like downtown Los Angeles, basically. It's a geological site, an asphalt seep in like the middle of the city of Los Angeles. But notably, as far as I'm aware, there's only one example of a person actually being found in those pits.
Yeah, but how much are they finding? How much are they not finding?
They are finding a lot in those pits. There is like a whole wall of bacula. Wolf
Scott Bakula. He's the person. There's a whole wall of him. What happened to his body that it covers a whole wall?
The baculum is a bone found in certain mammals, like the wolves that are frequently found at La Brea. There's a whole wall of just the bacula.
Wow. Huh. I don't remember. Do you remember going? Because I like,
I
don't. All I remember times, yeah. Is like a really, really vague memory of standing out, like looking at them.
Smelling them.
Oh.
Now, are these pits right. What your mom and aunt used to play in, like at the beach when they were young in LA?
Just play in the asphalt seep.
No, well, but she used have to tell you heard stories about when they went to the beach as a kid and there were like all the oil rigs or whatever, like right by the beach, and they would come back and our grandpa would pour, what was it?
Turpentine?
Turpentine on their feet to get all the tar off. Isn't that insane? I'm always like, wow, this world's so, like, we're so disgusting and, like, ruining everything. And I'm like, well, we've gotten better in a narrow aspect.
All right. I'm going to, you know what? Frick this picture I'm painting. I keep getting interrupted for long periods of time. The artistry cannot just be stopped and turned back on like a amateur garden hose.
You're shredding it like that one. Oh my God, I'm drawing so many blanks. To the girl with the balloon, who's the artist? And it went through the thing.
This is why I can't paint a picture. You're sitting here. Get on with it. Paint your dang picture.
Well, you're not doing it fast enough. If you
could we paint- drive, we go places. I drive. Who drives? I drive. Do you drive? I drive. Whose music do we listen to? Give a percentage split breakdown, please, wifey.
Like 95%.
95?
Well, and 5% are some indie. Which is a mix of both of our music.
So like 2.5%?
No, less.
No. Because it's against our will. And it's not against our will. I guess I'm putting it on. But it's like, when it's his playlist, our songs are no longer enjoyable on it. Fact check.
Largely true. Largely true.
So 95%
hip replacement has survived. It took a big tank. It took a big hit for me, but I'm back into hip replacement.
I will say a lot of the Cat Empire ones I still really like. It's hard to...
I won't look them out anymore, but when they're on, I'm like, all right. So give a split. Give
I
a
already split. Did. 95% me, 5% our son.
So literally 0% me. And you know what? I want to be fair. I bet if I was like, I want to put my music on every once in a while, it would happen.
Yeah.
But it would not be like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, you deserve some time, right. Too.
I would be a little, like, pissy about
it. A little? And so my bone to pick is...
I'm Jewish! We complain! It's our thing! If you dislike this about me, you're anti-Semitic. So.
So this is what happens if there's a song I don't like. This is what's happening. The song's all like... Bah, 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 bah. I'm like, ooh, this is a little grating on me.
That is how... That is kind of...
And then... No, that's the song. That's the song I'm listening to. And I go, hey, dear wife, who is a whole human being in her own right, would you mind, please... I appreciate that you like are enjoying this and are getting creative fulfillment from this, but could we please go to another song that would give you some more creative fulfillment too? That might not be so harsh.
He asks it like this every time.
On my ears,
I'm sure you can.
And she goes, and skips it.
Yes,
that is my bone. That is my bone.
Anti-Semitic fact checker. Anti-Semitic.
No.
See you guys gang up on me. See, it was a trap. It was a test. Well, here's the thing. It's I'm a musician.
And I've never been engaged in music in my life.
Which one of us is more of a musician?
It doesn't need to be a competition.
Oh
my god, I'm good tonight. Oh yes,
it does, and I'm winning. That's like exactly what losers say, is this doesn't need to be a competition. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know what, I just remembered when I was in my like sound arts college program, we were taught how to like wrap cables the correct way, and we were tested on it. Anyway, so I became incredible at it, and I was like speed devil. Like I could wrap like a 20-foot cable in like 2 seconds, maybe a little more, but I was super fast. And so I asked my teacher if he would race me.
Course.
And he said no, and I was like, oh, what are you afraid? And he was like, I just don't want to engage with your competitiveness. And I was like, super fair, I'll give you that. Also, sounds like an excuse.
I need to step in. Lennox's story is invalid.
What?
She said she was taught how to wrap cables, and they were tested on it, so she became very fast. To Rourke and myself, we know this is likely true, given we know Lennox's nature. But for the purposes of storytelling to an audience who may not know you as well, this is invalid. They do not know that because you were tested on this, you would have become very good at it. There are many people who are tested on it who did not become good at it. I know this from your stories.
It was a timed test.
Your story, for the purposes of entertainment, is invalid. I would like you to leave.
I have a feeling it was entertaining. Fact check.
Yes.
Yeah. Suck it. Let's gang up on Quentin.
Good idea.
What's your... it was about... Okay, so I'm a musician. Music is really important to me. It's just like, I get enjoyment from listening to music. No, I'm just kidding. But there's something like... There's something a little crushing about, like, I hate... You know what? I'm going to back away from this before I go into...
No. Commit. You started.
Because I know where this is going.
Paint the audience of pictures with your eyes of looking at me.
Something crushing about someone saying they don't like the music and don't want to listen to it.
Now, when Lennox and I first started dating... I told her what band I really like, which is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a very popular band. You may have heard of them. People like to dump on them for several different reasons of varying validity. I won't get into it. Lennox's reaction was, oh, my ex-boyfriend used to be really into them, but he got into, like, other music.
No.
He, like, grew his, like, musical taste.
Okay, I don't think I phrased it. I did start with my ex-boyfriend, which is a hilarious thing to say to a guy you're dating when they tell you what they like in music.
I'm going
to
add a little more context. Later, she dumped me to return to him.
Ah, oh, you love telling this. You know what, though? It just makes you sound like a loser.
You know what? You're right. You know what? You're right. I've made a lot of mistakes. I'm going to rectify them here and now.
Okay, let's go. Quentin is pulling off his wedding ring. He's now swallowing it and getting a potato masher. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I had to go so gross. I never do, typically.
As discussed earlier.
Yes, as referenced earlier.
She didn't want me to say farts, by the way.
I never said that. This was a recurring thing in our last one. Where Quentin's like, she told me not to say farts, which I didn't.
Rourke, can you verify?
Fact check.
Lennox thinks farts are very funny, correctly.
Thank you. Oh, and Quentin, bone to pick.
No. You can't get two bones. You can't get two bones when like someone 20, has an even bone. This is a buffet. This is like a buffet.
You did 20 bones last time, and I kept telling you to stop, and now I'm doing a second one, and
you had already had a chance to have a bone to pick.
I have to interrupt here. 20 bones to pick? Earlier you said Quentin had nothing.
They were nothing. There were a lot of nothing.
Is there anyone who can verify that?
Fact check. Me.
No.
Anyway, what was I saying?
So that's my bone to pick. That you would throw your arms into the sky.
Talking about. Oh, I totally had a bone to pick. Oh, the farts! The farts! Quentin claims that he doesn't think farts are funny.
There's like a few here and there.
Okay, well, at least you'll start to admit this now.
And I was always saying, I don't like fart jokes. It's the fart jokes that have been the thing.
That's not something that you've specified, typically.
Yeah, it is. You're wrong.
Typically.
You're wrong.
Fact check, Rourke. Like, fact checking, like, intimate parts of our relationship. What did I wear on my third date with Quentin? Fact check.
Nothing.
Oh. You don't want to think about that. And I said third date, too. Anyway. No, that's just like the stereotypical. I wasn't referencing anything specific. But anyway, Quentin, do you remember? What was our third date?
Okay, so first date was whatever, coffee date.
Yeah.
Second date was at your place. Third date was at my place then.
Was that when I sang?
Yes. No, no, it was not. No. No, it was not. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember our early dating. Clearly, it wasn't very memorable if I left you. You're the one who loves bringing it up, so why don't I just poop on you about it? Be like, that's right. And then, but then I left the other guy and came back to you. For you. Let me rephrase that. And then now we're married, so I don't know why you keep complaining about it.
I guess. For now.
For now, yeah. We'll see.
We'll see if that potato masher can get the ring out of my stomach. So I'm seeking damages for my bone.
You're seeking damages for your
yeah.
bone?
Yeah. This is court. I'm seeking damages from my
Why mom. Would you do that against the person who's, like, the most, like, lawyer-esque person who's not a lawyer? I'm, like, the most lawyer, non-lawyer person.
Yeah, throw a
Why
most...
on earth would you want to...
That doesn't matter. Throw the most lawyer, non-lawyer person in front of a judge. They're going to still spank their little butt.
Big spank, little butt.
Tiny J. judge.
Like standing on big top courthouse. Of the podium with both hands lifting the gavel.
The size descriptors are big fun.
Small enjoyment. Yeah. Got him.
Big lie.
Small fib. No.
Mini giggles. Oh, that's not a size.
Oh, I thought you said mini.
Yeah. Oh, no, I said many.
Oh, you just had to ruin your own joke, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I live for the truth.
Big crash out. Okay, Rourke. Have you gotten a feel for what a bone is?
Yes.
In this sense. Have you learned what a bone is in your 31 years of life?
Well, yes, I was going to explain that it's ossified cartilage most of the time. Dermal bone is different.
Excellent.
You were going to, but now you've changed your mind.
Clearly you didn't, so.
Let's see. Bone to pick comes from when Lennox and I were quite a bit younger. We would occasionally play with my Lego figures.
This was like 2 years ago. No. Yeah. No. Well, now we play with my kids' Legos.
And
both of us get way more into it than the kids a lot of times.
Yeah. Ridley will ask me to help build something, and it's like, sure, I'll help. And then he gets distracted, and I'll keep building it because it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Often. He leaves. We're both still like going. We're like, yeah, this is great.
Anyways, when we were kids, we would play with my Legos, and Lennox decided that one of the figures is now named Scotty Binakins.
Scotty.
I remember it as Scotty, but...
I remember it as Scotty.
We'll have to verify.
First of all, he was my son. I know his name. No. Scotty Binakins.
Regardless, Mr. Binakins.
The gentleman Binakins.
And so Lennox would constantly announce, Scotty Binakins. Scotty Binakins. Scotty Binakins.
This makes sense to me. No one can verify this, but it just makes sense to my brain.
Well, and the great part
also
is that
explains our son.
Imagine. Oh, no. Imagine this in my very enthusiastic voice. Rourke, of course, is very even keel, so your impressions of me make it sound a lot more tame than it was, but it was just like and then to add to it, I would usually just grab him and like knock over things.
Yeah,
it was mostly me like hitting things with my hand with him in my hand
while announcing the name.
Yeah. Scotty Binakins, Skullhead, and Motorcycle.
Yep.
With like a yellow visor. Oh, what a treasure. What a national treasure. I think everybody could stand to learn a thing or two from Scotty Binakins. Actually, that might be where we are as a country right now, is we learned a little too much from Scotty Binakins. The OG.
So you just, it was just annoying just to hear Scotty Binakins. Or
oh,
Scotty
everything
Binakins.
About it was annoying. It was,
yeah, to it hear was, it, to, you know, try be trying to play together and then have somebody just smashing one of the figures into everything.
So Lennox would just grief your creations.
Essentially. I don't think Lennox actually broke anything.
Just
knocked things around like a cat, you know, pushing a glass around on the table without knocking it off.
But you love cats. So why didn't you love this?
Okay. I'm following.
This is why now you're like making up for all the years when you played with my son's Legos. You're like, oh, finally. Finally. She's calmed down enough. Or she doesn't have enough energy to get off the couch. That's the real reason. I would, if I could. But yeah, no, I was just like super annoying.
Yeah.
See, I remember it as, oh my God, we're like best friends. Guess which one of us is younger and which one of us is older. I always say that we like perfectly embody like younger sibling, older sibling dynamic. Like I am, well, like this.
And I am like this.
Exactly. There we go. No further explanation needed. Fact check? Quentin?
Declined.
Why?
I declined to verify. I'm not saying incorrect. Oh. I'm declining to verify.
Okay, whatever. Like, you're also not, like, super loud, annoying younger sibling.
I was not. I was very quiet
as a young child. Oh, I was speaking in present tense, just so we're clear.
Oh. Well, I'm probably not the one who gets the loudest raising our voice when interacting with family members.
Yeah, let's talk about your family.
Abort, abort, abort.
Abort your family.
Why can't we talk about how Quentin asks, why do the kids scream all the time?
Yes, thank you, Rourke.
I haven't asked that for a long time.
Well, you got your answer, which was you.
Rourke, famously, is it all me? Rourke, is it all me?
Famously, Quentin, listening to both of our kids like to just like scream. But I think this is when we just had one.
Yes,
it was.
The other one didn't exist yet.
Only just a twinkle in your eye.
Whose eye? It's yours
usually,
or mine?
I think it's usually the dad for some
reason.
That's
what I thought, yeah. I think it might
it
be...
It implies that sperm is stored in the eye.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's like a gentle way of talking about that. I'm not going to be gross, though. Lost my train of thought. I'm really not on tonight.
You had been talking about how when it was just one kid, Quentin was...
Oh, yeah. So both our kids love to just like scream. Anyway, so it was just our son and he was like just screaming. Quentin goes, I don't know why he screams all the time. As if it's not from you.
I've never once screamed on this podcast.
Okay.
From this behavior, there's nothing to lead anyone to believe that I might be screaming.
And our children don't listen to this podcast. That's not entirely true. I guess I did listen to part of it once. Oh,
really, wait. Really liked it. And yeah. He wants to make his own podcast
with our daughter. Yeah.
Very cute. Very cute. Aww.
Unbelievably cute. Really. I can't even imagine what it would immediately be like.
There'd just be nothing. Yeah. Would,
what do you mean it would be interest. Nothing? Would, both would, of them talk so much.
Yeah,
even though one of them doesn't really have words.
Yeah, but if you try to force them up into a situation like this, you know they would not engage.
I'm not forcing. He wants to. Yeah. Do you know how excited he would be?
Okay, what about Cleo? It takes two to tango.
Yeah, well, she would just watch Ridley and be like, yeah.
She would just start smacking your computer and then, like, leave.
She would just, like, suck on the microphone. Yeah. That's what she would do. Just, like,
attempt. Out of your mouth, Cleo. Out of your mouth.
Yeah. Very, out of your mouth. If you do it again, I'm taking it away. She's already, like, destroyed the microphone.
Yeah, so this sounds like nothing to me.
Okay, I thought it was cute that they wanted to do this together. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry
very cute.
Our son's aspirations are nothing to you. You said it sounded like nothing to you. Fact check.
Quentin did say it sounds like nothing to me.
Correct.
I mean,
and that was
on.
Directly in reference to.
Can I mention something?
No.
Your bone about the two of us ganging up on you?
No, I said no.
I don't think it happens really that often, but I'm going to get past that. It sounds like Rourke's the common denominator.
Yeah, Rourke's I'm always ganging up on anyone.
Usually it's the two of you ganging up on your mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, like, is the natural way of life. I'm not criticizing. I'm not criticizing, but it does always happen. It's, you know.
She does not like it.
It's what children should do to a parent.
And we just don't stop. As I've said to Quentin, I'm like, if she asked us to stop, we would, but she hasn't. So I'm not going to, even though she clearly doesn't like it. That's how I approach the world. Okay. Just like different subjects.
Banana pants.
Rourke. So I think Quentin and I are instigators. Rourke is like the subtle join in
accomplice.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like you do it in such a way that it's like, well, it's just Lennox or it's just Quentin, but it. Listen, let's talk about two to tango. Rourke knows what they're doing.
So it takes two to tango. Can you tango with three, though? The scene doesn't
Yeah, have you
clarify this.
In Rent, when they do the tango Maureen, and it's both, they're both tangoing with Maureen, and it's three people tangoing.
Okay.
I had a thing for that.
I'm glad we got into this.
Let's talk more about musicals.
What's the max number you can tango with them?
I don't know. The limit hasn't been studied.
I don't know the computer, like, programming operatives enough, like XOR, and. Need two and to tango.
How would you do it in a spreadsheet, Quentin?
I don't know.
You've blocked out that part of your life.
Yes.
Quentin has a degree in accounting. Used to know spreadsheets very well.
Yeah.
Now is an idiot at everything, including spreadsheets.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I stopped committing to the craft when I had dreams about spreadsheets. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that's brutal. Have you had work dreams? Because I've had work dreams.
I very, very rarely have dreams. Actually, I just had a dream a few weeks ago. You needed my help with something that I can't quite remember what. It was something to do with Beatles, and I was desperately trying to help because, like, you needed some information about Beatles. And I tried and I tried and I tried, and I could not find whatever information you were looking for. And you needed it really urgently, I couldn't find it.
This is the most Rourke nightmare of all time. That's insane. That's so funny.
And I woke up and I felt so awful because I couldn't find the Beatle information that you desperately, desperately needed.
And that's why we're no longer siblings. It was family relationship ending. Like our DNA
unraveled.
And the crystals holding your souls exploded.
I wonder which one of you dreams more? Because both of you don't really dream.
That was probably my first dream in like a year or two, maybe more.
Wow.
Then yeah, I definitely dream more.
I'm have, so like, honored once that every, I was like, there. Month or so. I'm so happy to be a part of your nightmare.
And that's like the first time I've had a nightmare in decade, plural, maybe?
What? Okay, wow. So this is different because Quentin exclusively has nightmares.
Virtually exclusively.
What?
Virtually exclusively.
Okay.
Most dreams are virtual. They're not actually happening.
Most dreams?
Most?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to press. So, host, have you forgotten some of your duties? Aren't we supposed to palate cleanse? Aren't we supposed to also rank our bones?
Hold your big, stupid horses. We often tell our kids to hold their little horses. That's specifically what I was referencing.
They couldn't handle big horses. It's really important.
I don't
them.
Think they could handle little ones. If wow. we're being honest,
wow.
I don't believe in our kids.
You don't believe in our kids.
Okay, throw our kids in a ring with a bunch of little horses. See what happens.
Horses can be incredibly small.
Oh.
And you think that of our children? You think they couldn't even rein those in?
Okay, neither of them are great in the water. Except when they're having fun.
You take one, you dry it out. Dry it out, put it in Ridley's hands, he can hold it.
I think our kids would be fine with a dead horse. Of any size.
What? No, there's some really big ones.
Cleo would be like, out of your mouth.
The beer horses would be way too much for them.
The what?
The beer horses. The Budweiser horses. They're like famous horses.
Oh, Clyde's I thought Bell, you were saying like B-I-E-R, as in like a horse that's supposed to pull a beer around.
I also was thinking B-I-E-R, but not because I know what that word is. I thought that was just a genre, or what is it called? I'm like, cannot gather words tonight. A genre of horse. What's it? What
should
we
just regroup and do this podcast another night?
Breed?
After we've gotten this far, breed, yeah, breed. I just thought like B-I-E-R was a breed of horse. I don't know why specifically I thought of that spelling.
No, it's a common misconception when I'm talk just, like, about this. Sensing. People think that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, when you talk, people often don't understand what you're talking about because you're not very clear both in articulation, physically, and in what, like, the concept.
And yet, catchphrase.
I do very well at catchphrase.
I'm not ready to talk about the catchphrase game we had tonight. That was so, it like shattered all of my conceptions of the three of us and our relationships.
I think the two of you and your mom are just count me off as an awful catchphrase player just because I like to have fun. Mostly your mom.
I was going to say, I was like, I don't think that's either of us. I think you're talking about my mom.
French gift.
Yeah, okay.
That's
yeah.
An all-time fun catchphrase clue.
What, we're playing catchphrase. Quentin goes, French gift.
Let Linux paint. Medium picture.
I was
you.
Trying.
Yeah. Yeah, Quentin, okay.
Let
okay.
Linux paint the picture.
You and no, your no, big interruption. No.
Yeah, because I'm just returning that. I'm volleying
I'm just
interruptions.
Big. I thought that's what you're gonna say. What I was saying. So we're playing catchphrase. It's quite.
We do this sometimes.
Yeah, I explained that already at the beginning of the episode. So we're playing catchphrase. Quentin goes French gift. I'm not saying anything else.
Tell me
and
that's
remain silent.
All-timer clue.
Let's
all-time clue.
I'm curious, audience, my professor. Would you know what that is? Could you guess what French gift is? And truly, we're not given any more. So, like, you have the information that we had at the time. Which one of us got it? Was it both of us?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, I did get it. Yeah, that's right. Because I usually get Quentin's.
You're painting this picture like you have an issue with what happened.
I have an issue with you. It's a funny story. Anyway.
So you don't have an issue.
I have plenty of issues.
Admit?
Just ask my mom.
Admit that was an all-timer catchphrase clue.
It's an excellent story.
It is definitely one that stuck with me.
Both of us gave the most passive-aggressive response.
I have a bone to pick for Lennox.
It was the Statue of Liberty.
She's way too passive-aggressive.
Oh my God.
Big God. Big God.
Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
I take a little back.
Big take back. Do big, big take back. Big. Do big take back.
Little,
do big take
little,
back now.
Little take, big,
big
back.
Big urgency. Do big take back.
Little take, big back, though. little take, big back.
Okay, I think that works.
No, there's a lot left on that back.
Oh, take bigger back. Take bigger.
Big lot or little lot?
Big Lots is a company. I would not step on their toes during this podcast. I have too much respect for Big Lots.
But we are looking for a sponsor.
Yeah. For this podcast that will absolutely end once my semester is done. Although Quentin and I do plan on doing one. Like
one where I have equal power again. Yeah. This has been a real...
Equal power? That's interesting you say that, because I will still be doing all the audio editing. And
there's no power in that.
Fact check. I need a fact check on the me being passive aggressive.
Wrong.
Thanks. I think I'm actually not entirely sure what that fact check meant. Big misunderstanding. Well, little misunderstanding. I think you're on my side.
No understanding. No. No
what
misunderstanding
size? What
here.
What size?
Big understanding here. Very clear. Big clear. Big clear, little me.
What? Did you just frown at me for laughing
yeah,
at your joke?
That earned a little laugh.
Big stupid. You.
Boing.
You.
Big boing. Big flip.
We're getting like so far down a rabbit hole.
Oh. Big dumb.
Getting so far down a rabbit hole. Wait, I can't even say the thing I was accidentally saying.
Burrow. Just use burrow.
Big burrow. Big rabbit, big burrow. Tiny.
I need to complain about rabbits. People don't talk about this. People
to pick with rabbits now.
People don't talk about this. People talk about having rabbits as pets, and they'll never bring up how much they poop. Little poop, little poop. Yes. Big frequency. There are awful pets. There are awful pets. You have to be cleaning out their nest, their cage, whatever, constantly. We had one that our cat, there was this wild rabbit that our cat tried to kill. And it was just
I thought you were going to say we had one and our cat killed it. And you were thank God.
And then our cat, just started playing with it. And so we rescued the rabbit and then nursed it back to health. And then it liked us. And then we kept it as a pet.
What happened to it?
Well, one day, it was in May, we all went to school, so we put the rabbit underneath, a plastic laundry basket outside, so it could enjoy the grass and the sun, and it just chewed a hole through it and left, and none of us were sad.
Really?
Yeah. It was awful taking care of this thing. We were, relatively, young children. We were not ready for that awful responsibility.
Do you think that mom chewed the hole?
No, our mom made us take care of the pets. No, that was on us.
Really? Not, any part on her?
When we were really younger, we had some fish. And,
really younger?
And she would help clean the tank.
Huge.
That was a big mistake. She, somehow Anyone? Ended up killing all the fish while she was cleaning the tank out. I'm sure she felt very bad.
I did that once.
Big
mistake. I had a freshwater tank and a saltwater tank, and you're not going to guess which water I put in which tank trying to clean them out, and just put both these fish back in the wrong water, and they both died.
Big dead.
And let me tell you, I felt so bad about it for years, into adulthood. This haunted me. I felt so bad about it. And then one day I was just like, wait, I eat fish. And then I have not felt bad about it since.
Big revelation.
Big revelation. Tiny brain.
But did you eat those fish?
No, I just killed them. They weren't even worth
just
eating.
Just for fun?
Yeah, just for sport.
Just so you could have the bones.
I was just going to be like, no, fish that small don't have bones. Fact check?
Incorrect. I work as a fishmonger in case.
Yeah, but the fish you work with are way bigger than those fish.
Yeah, you're not working with a quarter sized fish.
You're working with
a full sized
fish.
Fish. Half sized fish or two thirds.
I forget if I've told you this story, but worth repeating. I was thawing out some shrimp one day. So I poured the bag of shrimp into, the bowl that we use to run cold water and thaw them out. And there was one shrimp that just looked really off. And I was staring at it for a few moments. And then I realized it wasn't a shrimp. It was just a little fish of the same color and roughly the same size. So I took it out of the bowl and
popped it in your mouth and swallowed it all.
Big sick.
Everyone else in the department was just like, I have never seen a fish in any of the shrimp before.
That's wild.
Oh, so they were accusing you of sabotage.
No, we all just
They were like, we've never seen that, so the only thing that's different is you. Big suspicion.
Little fish. They were 16-20 shrimp.
Little truth in their suspicion, not a new story. I believe this story. This would be a really bad made-up story. Don't messing up my audio interface. I get it. You're holding it up so we can hear the cat eat.
I wasn't explaining it to you. I was explaining it to
the audience. I was explaining it to the audience.
The beautiful audience.
Are you into my professor?
I don't know
Big
yet.
Big attraction.
I don't know yet. Big mystery. Little blind date. Big laugh, yeah. This is going to be awful to listen to.
He listens to the whole thing. This will be the one. Our new record.
Big God, big bless.
Our record-breaking 3-hour podcast episode. Record-breaking for our podcast of 2 other episodes. After the first one, he left feedback. He was like, you don't have to make the next one this long. He's like, you can.
Didn't he say something about how, like, I sounded like a very pretty person?
Oh, so it's mutual.
He was like, wow, your husband sounds so hot.
I've been in contact with him. I've been in contact with him.
You technically have, yeah. I was very stressed out about being late one day. I was stuck in like horrible traffic, but I didn't really have a way to contact my professor. So I had Quentin.
She has
send
many
him
ways
email.
Of contacting me, though. Messenger bird, smoke signals all in her car. Crystals.
Yeah, I'm like opening the sunroof and closing it to like send out Morse code and smoke. That one didn't land. Big miss. Anyway, I had you send him an email because I was really stressed out. Even though, like, in reality, like, people have shown up to that class, like, an hour and a half in and not explained themselves or apologized at all. So, and I was, like, freaking out. I was like, you have to send him a message. You have to send him an email and tell him that I left an hour before the class started.
Did he ever acknowledge that?
I don't know.
Dr. C!
He just, like, sent back, like, a picture of himself and was like, thoughts? He's gonna love listening to this one.
Again, she told me not to talk about farts.
I never said that! So, no palate cleansers. Well, I had decided against palate cleansers because yours was too sappy and gross. You loved me too much in yours. Big love, big ick. Little love, okay. So, no palate cleansers. However...
I want to rank the bones. Yours sucked. Yours was the worst.
That's what we're getting to.
Join in. Let's gang up on Lex.
Rank the bones. I don't even remember what... Oh, that I scoff about... Switching music, even though I like dominate the music. Yeah, I don't like yours. I like yours because yours is like a fun, quirky story of me. And then I like mine because I came up with it.
So rank them.
I'm like ranking them all in relation to me. I'm like mine, big me. Rort, big me. Yours, medium me, big. Unfun. Quentin, size the bones.
Lennox, tiny bone. Tiny little baby bone.
Okay.
So tiny little baby bone. It's not
and
even
it's
bone.
Golf, so it's, I'm winning.
It's not even bone. It's cartilage.
You want the smallest score possible.
Your bone
so
wasn't
I'm
even
winning.
Fully bone. Your bone was cartilage.
Nano bone.
Your bone was a soft spot on a baby's head.
There's no bone.
I know! Big point!
Little understand.
Rourke's bone? I thought it was fine. It was fun.
Okay, so yours is going to be similar to mine.
But mine had an edge.
You know what's interesting, too?
Mine was cathartic.
This is also in, like, relation to the distance we're sitting from each other. Quentin and I are sitting the farthest apart, and Rourke is sitting between us. So I'm like, the one I liked the best was me, sitting closest to me. Second best, Rourke's, sitting medium distance. Quentin, big distance, worst.
How am I supposed to yes and this?
You're supposed to say yes, and I think the same.
Okay. Done.
Yes, and we're at a church camp, and
and there's this girl that I like, and I think that telling her that I'll go to her Catholic church camp, like day camp, will like help her like me more and like pretend that I'm into this music.
Big, interesting. Is this real?
Big yes. I've told you this before.
Exorcism, right?
That's right.
Oh, that happened too. No, that was at a church, like a retreat from my church. That was
your church sounds worse. She was trying to help you out, man. At least hers wasn't performing exorcism.
I mean, from the framework, you know, of being a religious person, you're out there doing exorcisms.
Well, at hers, they just didn't have any devils within anyone at hers, so it sounds better. Whereas,
there well, were we were being spirits. Effective. We were being effective.
Were you? Were you?
You were being proactive.
Did you see the devil leave the body?
Yeah. In my crystals later. All right, so it comes down to Rourke. Rank the bones.
Rourke's like, I am sitting equidistant from both Lennox and Quentin, so.
I would say sternum, scapula, then probably patella.
I don't like the patella. Not a fan. Freaks me out. As a kid, I could like move mine around and it freaked me out. So I don't know why I kept doing it.
Look at our weak bones.
Oh, you can't move. Yours should be able to move. You're like, look at your weak bones. Mine are just arthritic.
She probably had osteoarthritis. No, osteoporosis as a child.
Whoa.
I corrected myself before anyone said
arthritis
anything.
Arthritis of the skin.
You're going to give me arthritis of the heart.
I'm not sure what that means.
It means the tissues in your heart start to ossify and then don't move.
I'm going to kill you? Slowly and painfully and in like an awful way?
It kind of feels like it.
Big yes. Big life insurance payout.
So, married men live little. No, sorry, I was mistaken. Unmarried men live little. Married men live more. Unmarried women live a lot. Married women live less.
That checks out. That's good news, though, because we have agreed that I'm going to die first, which is why I'll be so pissed if you die
Big
first.
Thanks, little god.
Little god. Just a little bit. I don't think Rourke answered the question.
That's very astute of you. I did not. In the way you wanted.
Quentin, do you have a favorite, like, physical bone in your body?
No, I don't care about that stuff.
Do you have a favorite figurative bone? I guess that's just what we're doing. Whose was better, yours, mine, or Quentin's? On this episode of the
Barely Vote for your own. Well, for it to be top.
Don't try to influence them. They might have thought mine was the best. And if you didn't, I hope it's yours.
Don't try to influence them.
Just little influence.
I feel like mine wasn't very much of like a bone to pick. It was just like a funny thing you did that was a little bit annoying at the time, but now
a little annoying. I think it was big annoying. It is now decreased in size the further you've gotten away from it.
You know, it's
kind of
like
understatement.
Hey, oh, subtle joke.
Yes, but like I don't know. I couldn't really think of much like bone to pick.
So their favorite might not be theirs. So between Quentin's, here's the real question. We actually don't care what you think of yours. Between Quentin's and mine, whose was better? Did you like more? Big question.
Well, is it whose was better or whose did they like more? Because those could be different questions.
Well, answer both questions. Are they the same or different? And then Quentin and I will argue which was better to have won.
Do you have a coin I could flip for this one?
No.
No. No. Do you fact check with a coin? No.
Authentic?
No. What, you fact check it with another coin? I don't know. Maybe that's how they do it. Who knows?
Yes, if you're trying to like determine, you know, whether a coin has been like forged or whatever out of a different material, you know, a cheaper material.
Do you have knowledge of rare coins?
Not a ton, but you would put them both on a balance, and if one is not the same weight as the other, you'd know they're forged out of different materials.
Is this how they actually do it, or are you like presenting this as a method?
They're presenting this as a method to avoid ranking our bones.
That's true. Let's, for once, let's gang up on Rourke.
No, I refuse.
I like Quentin's better.
Yes!
See, you guys do gang up on me. That means mine's the truest. You just proved mine.
So, what?
Yes, and?
What damages do I get? awarded for my bone. Since it's the best.
Damages.
Yeah, like in court.
I should get damages for the like emotional damages for losing. Big loss, big heartbreak.
In court, the if the defendant loses, they don't get damages. They pay damages.
I'm the defendant?
Yeah.
You don't think I would be the one suing?
No, I'm suing you.
I'm countersuing. And Rourke is the judge.
I thought I was the accomplice in both.
We don't need a
yeah, you're a really crooked judge.
I'm fine with this.
Yeah, you're not.
As long as you should be disbarred,
really. The judge who only like sentences criminals they've helped. And sentences them horribly. Just a real, real mean person.
Do you think you could make that into like a vampire story? Oh, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. I think we're getting behind ourselves. Yeah, I'm like, you get that. I mean, the movie that you own on DVD. I don't want to say it. It's so stupid. Well. As I scrolled down in my outline. Extra questions in case the guest segments lull. Forgot about this for all the lulls that we did have. So there's just like things like, oh, do you have a specific example? Like how did you come up with this? Is this part of a larger pet peeve? And finally, and again, you really cannot be understated that I posted this on a discussion board for all of my classmates to see. Are you sure you're not just projecting your mommy issues?
All right. Let's have a discussion on that. Who here do we think has projected their mommy issues the most tonight?
My mom never had Scotty Binakins.
I texted your mom during this podcast.
Did you really?
I did, asking her if it was Scotty or Scody, and she has not replied to me.
She has no idea. She was not part of this. She was not in the room.
So it couldn't have been my mommy issues.
There we go. It's probably you, Quentin, because it's not me, because I'm the host.
I mean, I'll accept. I've had some pretty strong mommy issues lately.
Womp, womp. Let's talk about them. No.
No, too late. You got to commit.
Okay.
Dig in.
Let's talk about them.
Okay, host. Give me some leading questions, please. Don't put all the work on me. Can you believe her, Rourke?
Yeah.
Tell us how your relationship was with your mother as a child. When you were a child, not when she
was. Oh, dang it. Oh, I almost got you.
That's a very Rourke answer. That's why good. I even thought to say something, because I was like, Rourke's going to go after it.
It was good. It was good. I mean, she yelled a lot, but, you know, parents all have their faults, and...
Well, I don't.
I mean, same, but.
Well, no.
You have the same butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and at, okay, so when I said church camp, it reminded me of one time in a, at my high school, my arts high school, there were so many improv classes, and at the toward like the end of the improv classes, they would have like a big final kind of like performance, and they would just grab another class to watch it. They would just like select a captive audience. Anyway, so I went to one time, and they did the classic like, someone give a suggestion of a place. Someone was like, a concentration camp. And the person on stage goes, I heard summer camp.
Good work. Excellent.
He was brilliant.
Work.
He was brilliant. He was so good. He should not have been at that high school. Anyway.
I'm going to take over. I'd like to thank our guests today, Rourke and Quentin. We really appreciate you on this production of A Bone to Pick.
I don't endorse this message.
It's been nice. It's been lovely. It's been fun. Until next time.
So, everyone, thanks for joining us. There will be one more episode after this.
If Quentin's up to it.
This is my college GPA. As if I'm not already getting an A in this class. Maybe. Am I, professor?
Oh, Professor, give her an A-, make it so that she needs to do a bonus podcast episode to get an A, and that gives me a lot of power in this relationship.
Okay, if he gives me an A-, I'm just going to kill myself in front of him.
Give her an A-. Yes, and.
Yes, and. Thanks for joining us, Rourke. Truly, I appreciate you putting up with this. You've had to put up with me and my nonsense for a very long time. As far back as you can remember.
You've had to put up with me and my nonsense for a very short period of time.
Small time.
And really, you didn't ever need to put up with it. So that means...
Fact check.
You could have just...
Tell my husband you hate him.
I hate him.
Nailed it.
What the audio doesn't get across is that the him was capital H-I-M. Rourke hates God.
Oh no, we need to call your camp counselor. Perform an atheism exercise.
It wasn't a camp counselor, it was our pastor.
Isn't it like, but didn't he, he played the role of counselor?
I don't think so, no.
What was he doing? Even then performing an exorcism. I love that we never told that story either. We're just like, this did happen, but we're not going to.
There was an exorcism. The end.
Yeah, like potentially the most intriguing thing we dropped on the entire podcast.
No, remember when I said big things, big God?
I think you said that multiple times.
Yeah, I think that was the most intriguing part. All the little science jokes.
Like the way I'm trying to suck up to my professor is the big way you're trying to. You're trying to suck you're trying to suck up to God in the podcast.
I'm sorry. Release us from this prison.
I'm trying. You keep talking.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do on a podcast?
Exactly. You're saying I'm out of juice and then you won't shut up.
I have to.
What was that? What was that? My voice is even like tapping out. Thank you for joining us. Truly, I do appreciate it. Quentin, hi. There will be one more bonus episode with Quentin. He's required to do it or I will divorce him, which may be
what
his
we
goal.
Say? What
he
do we
may
say?
Intentionally say no. Thank
what do
you.
We say?
Thank you.
What do we say?
Thank you. I said it three times now.
If you want me
You're
to do
something. You're a quantity person.
If you want
You've
me
been
to,
over this.
If you want me to do something, what do you say?
Big thank you.
Big thank you.
No, you say please.
Big please and thank you.
Big please, small thank you then. No, wait, no thank you.
Little
no.
Thank, big you.
You big. Me smaller. Rourke also big, slightly smaller than you, not me, unfortunately. There will be one more episode. Stay tuned.
Hopefully.
It will hopefully be in the range of 5 hours. That would be great for my bonus extra credit one. I'm going all out. I'm staying up for 24 hours.
We should do several bonus episodes.
Several, yeah. Which one's going to be the extra credit? He just won't listen. He'll just be like, clearly you did it.
Wow, way to question your professor's dedication to the craft.
Listen. When I first asked if there was a maximum length that the podcast could not exceed, he said no. And then he was like, but I may not listen to the whole thing. So if you have an issue with that, take it up on your next date with him. Thank you, friends. Until next time, bone to pain. That doesn't make sense at the end.
I lied.